Brett Dilidio's up here, and we can all chat to him, the injured Tiger star. Welcome, Brett.
G'day, Hutto. Boys, how you doing?
We're going well. How are you going, first of all? How close? In fact, I think I heard Damien say during the week that you're not likely to play next week as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's just a slow process. It's not like my Achilles last year where I was able to get quite a bit of work into it and, you know, probably play through a bit of pain. This one's get it right first and then be able to go back out there. So
when did it first come on, Brett? Like, it was pre-season, wasn't it?
So this is a completely new injury.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing to do with my Achilles. Achilles are actually A1. It was the Tuesday before the Thursday game against Carlton. Just felt a little bit of tightness. Scanned it. Nothing showed up, so plenty of rest and anti-inflammatories going into that game. And I thought, I can still feel it a little bit, but I'm not pulling out when it doesn't show anything on the scans because the boys wouldn't let me live that down. And it's about the second quarter, I think I felt it. Probably felt a little nick and got through to a three-quarter time and I was just no good after that.
Hey, Brett, are you disappointed you didn't actually completely wipe the centre square clear with your opponent, give yourself a reputation and get, say, 4 weeks suspension?
Well, yeah, get a nice reputation like yours there.
Well, you might get less tags after that and you're out injured anyway. Well, a lot longer than we thought you were going to be.
You're not wrong, mate. Actually played tough, but... No, look, that was really unintentional. My job was to get in there to get to the sweeper, but certainly not to hit a bloke high. And, incidental contact. I think if I had to put my hands down, I might have been right, but I didn't and paid the price.
Don't ever back up over it, mate. Yes, I meant it. And anyone else who's coming my way, you're getting the same.
It's not the 1980s anymore, Dermot.
Shut up, bro.
Now, seriously, you said that the scan didn't show anything, but you felt something. But, you know, there was that thing about not wanting, you know, you cop too much grief because the scan didn't show anything. Has this changed your mind about that? Do you think you'd be tempted to listen to your body more now?
Yeah, maybe. I still maintain that, you know, if the scan doesn't show anything, then I've got... I didn't think I had anything to worry about, so...
It was round one. You just want to play.
Yeah, I was itching
one.
To play, and, you know, it's really important, I thought, for us and the boys to get off to a really good start. So we still got the win, and I felt I contributed. So I wouldn't take it back. I'd certainly play again if I had my choice.
Jack, you played the Dogs a couple of weeks ago, and I guess from a... looking from the outside...
Did you just call him Jack?
Who's Jack?
I didn't say Jack. Did I say
I think you did. I thought you called him Chuck.
I thought it was Jake.
Oh, I've got Jack Viney written here in front of me. Sorry.
next week's shots taken care
right.
of.
We look at the Doggies game. You guys kicked sideways and everyone was India guys.
It's okay, then, Craig.
And then you come up against the Brisbane Lions and your attack was just brilliant. Like, how do you go from one extreme to the other?
Good question, Moons. I was as frustrated as a lot of our supporters were up in the stands because we'd practiced and played so well the week before, and then I think it was just, I don't know whether we didn't come out with the right mindset. We discussed all that sort of stuff, but I certainly think it was just I don't know, the Doggies put on great pressure and we didn't stand up to it, and you know, we did, like you said, kicked it a bit sideways and didn't play direct and allowed. We had a few guys that just didn't play their role.
It is amazing. It puts you in that different perspective, doesn't it, I suppose, as a fan in a way, having those same frustrations when you're an injured player?
Well, that's the thing. It's so easy from up in the stands. I mean, you know, why didn't you hit that kick? But from up here, it is a completely different game to what you're seeing down there. And you can understand, playing the game now, I can understand how hard it is.
What is the thing that is the most different, I think, from here compared to being actually out there?
Oh, you can see the space here and you can see where people should be leading, but out there, there's people are all at your eye level and you just can't see where the free man is because there's someone else in front of him or whatever else. And don't worry, I don't mind reminding the coaches of that it is actually,
and
they've played before. So
do they need reminding?
At times. Yeah. Most of them are pretty good and they understand. Choco's probably the best one at it. He remembers how hard it was. And
he's
like
the one who played the longest to go out of all of them.
Yeah, exactly. He keeps reminding him quite a bit, so he's pretty good.
We were talking pre-game with Brad Scott about the difficulty of drawing a line through where sides are at until we're a few more games in.
Yep.
Now, you guys have had an okay win against Carlton, a pretty decent win against Brisbane, who aren't travelling well. In between, pretty ordinary against the Bulldogs.
Yep.
How do you feel you're travelling as a group?
I certainly think we're travelling okay. Like you said, started well. Disappointing against the Dogs. Well, that was a game that we should have won, especially on our home deck here.
Dominated the stats.
The stats, exactly right. Yeah, I thought you said we dominated the Saints. Dominated the stats. We won all of them, but not the one that counts. So, Brisbane, really good. But the key will be today with, you know, obviously losing Chappie and Chrissy Newman as well. There's 400 games experience come straight out of the side. So good chance for some of our young boys to stand up and play some good footy.
Brett, yeah, look, if Ben Griffiths keeps going the way he is and playing as well as he is,
yep,
what role does Ty Vickery have in this team?
Well, he's another one. He's always competing with, I think, Griff and also Ivan to take that ruck spot, you know, because it just keeps the pressure on. If Ty's playing good footy down in our VFL side, then he's certainly a chance to come up and play, but mm-hmm. it just keeps everyone on their toes and makes sure that we don't get comfortable in our position.
But if you're looking at two players, Alex Rance, Ivan Marich.
Ivan.
Does he get dirty about that?
He does get really dirty on that. So just don't,
Ivan.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack.
They were calling him that last week out of the Lions.
Who's the most important, do you think?
Out of those two?
And I know they're both fantastic.
Oh, mate, I'd hate to put one in front of the other. They're both equally important.
If you don't have Marich in the middle...
He probably starts it, but the amount of times that Rancy saved us, especially against the Dogs, we probably would have lost by 10 or 15 goals, but... both extremely important players and crucial in their voice and setup and leadership of the boys out there as well.
And just on Alex Rance, before we let you go, I mean, I know you were asked this when it first came up on the Footy Show, but what sort of things do the players, do they have any conversations with him, do anything to try and help him make the right decision as far as you're concerned to stay with the club, or do you just totally leave it?
Oh, Moons have backed me up here that a footy club's more about razzing each other and getting into each other. You know, we're not... it certainly never really gets too serious down there. It's more about, oh, mate, you know, here's a piece of paper. Why don't you sign that and we'll take it to Richo, you know. So, look, Rancy will come to a decision in good time, and his manager and Richo will sort that out in due course.
What were the other interests that he was thinking about pursuing? I'm just curious.
Oh, mate, he's got a lot.
Give us an example.
He's a pilot, one of them.
Yeah, he's a pilot with Dylan Grimes. They've both done that.
He likes his fashion, doesn't he?
Yeah, putrid fashion, but modelling. He actually likes to do a lot of emceeing and that sort of stuff as well, so he's quite comfortable in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether he's done any singing and dancing or that sort of stuff, but...
Well, just letting him know that that's, you can do all of that after you finish football.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And it's not going to pay him as well,
It's not going to pay him anywhere near as much. Just one last one on that, though. David King wrote an article today about the relationship between he and Justin Lepich. So, obviously, that was pretty close when he was there as the assistant coach.
Yeah, certainly. And Alex will pay a lot of credit to Lepper in turning him into the player that he is today. Because Rancy was, I think he said to Kingy in that interview that he did with him on the TV that, you know, he's a big boy that could push around a lot of weight but didn't really know the way to use it out in the ground. And Lepper taught him that, and we're absolutely reaping the benefits of it right now. You know, like he's playing some terrific footy and playing with a lot of passion. So that's what surprises me so much about everyone saying he wants to go, because he loves the place and loves the boys.
Big night tonight for your club. I mean, a lot with so many players out injured, it really is one you just need to win, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, every game's, it's a game for 4 points, I suppose. I won't say big game, but every game's a game for 4 points. And it's a good test because Melbourne are playing some good footy and they start to get their games really well. So beat them inside and hopefully we can beat them outside.
Well, hopefully we see you out there soon. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, boys.